Johnny Carson then took over The Tonight Show. He was enormously successful. But as I recall, you were invited to be guest host for Johnny Carson. So the two of you must have had some instant rapport. There was some spirit between the two of you that felt good.
There was. I always felt that it was natural on my part because he was so successful. If you count all the different ways of the show being seen all over the world, with the Armed Forces Network and everything. He and I first worked together at the Allentown Fair, Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was called a county fair, but it was one of the biggest in the country. And he and I worked together. There was this rapport between the two of us. Back then, I was going through pretty wild-looking outfits, and I had on a suit that was pink, fuchsia, looking back on a terrible colored suit behind the big stage, a tremendously big stage, was my trailer that was my dressing room. Well, Johnny had one across from me in his trailer. He opened the door to his and looked and saw me and he says, "You're not going to wear that on the show, are you?" Which was one of those break the ice kind of that he knows I'm here. Made me feel like that he was glad I was there.
Mm-hmm. That was your introduction to him personally, and then on The Tonight Show, you were asked to be a guest host.
After I had been a guest. I'd been a guest many times.
With Johnny.
With Johnny. And then he started taking off Monday. They would have a guest host come in. So they asked me to be a guest host. And I realized for the first time just how hot that seat is, hosting The Tonight Show. And my first guest was Bob Hope. Now, what am I going to ask Bob Hope? How long have you been in the business, Bob, or Mr. Hope? He evidently saw that and really helped save me. He started just taking the answer and stretching it out a little bit for me to sort of get my feet wet and stuff. One thing led to another. Then they asked me to host it for a week, the entire week, with Ed McMahon, Doc Severinsen, and Bobby Quinn, who was the director. Evidently, I fit into their way of thinking and what made them feel good that they left the show in my hands to hold the fort until the week was over. So I had an open door. They said, anytime, if you have a new record that comes out, you want to preview it on our show, give us a call, because if we have an artist on the show that lives in California, it's nothing for us just to call him and say, we'll do you tomorrow night instead. Whereas with me, they knew that I lived in Oklahoma and it would be more than just a casual coming in. They said, because if you have a hit record that you previewed on the show, it makes us look good that we were part of it. So anytime a new record comes out and at the last minute you want to do it, give us a call.
Could you relax on the show when you were a guest host? Did you have a good time?
I had a good time because of Fred DeCordova. Fred, who was the producer, had done everything from Jack Benny's show to, you just name it. He would come and talk to me doing a commercial. He'd say, okay, that's great. Says, you're doing good. So-and-so is coming on. He's got a new book that he wants to talk about. He'll do about 5 minutes, so just relax and everything's going good.
Ed McMahon?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we did a pilot film together. He was one that had that little twinkle in his eye. We both are pilots. He was a pilot in World War II, a fighter pilot. So we had that little club that we belonged to. We'd look at one another with a look. I know you can fly an airplane. And it was a thing that he and I had. Doc Severinsen, just a jewel. Needless to say, what made that show last so long and so strong was that feeling that they all created, and they let me be part of it.
Johnny, did you have much interaction with him?
Always. We would have something to talk about. And he loved to be put on the spot. He loved for you to just pull something out of the blue. We both invested in the DeLorean automobile. So we had that in common. And he said, but we reinvested and just put good money after bad. when it all came out in the paper about the demise of DeLorean Automobile, they named Carson and I and Sammy Davis Jr. There were other investors, but they picked on us, making it like that we were part of the problem, but it's so involved. There was a lot of things that we paralleled on just by chance.
From afar off, and what we read, Johnny wasn't the kind of personality where he was bringing everybody into his fold, and there was just a few that he took on as friends. You were obviously one of those few that he bonded with.
I always felt like no one talked to Johnny before the show. A lot of times, you could feel it when Mr. Carson is approaching his makeup room, because he had his own special makeup person. He would just come in and go over and sit down in the makeup chair. He'd look over and see me and say, "Hey, Roy, how you doing?" "I'm doing great." Then he'd go into talking to the makeup guy or whatever. We didn't sit and have any real long conversations. But again, they would say things like, "He must like you because he doesn't speak to guests before the show." There was one reason that he didn't want to spoil anything that may be used on the show. So he didn't want you to start talking about where you've been. Wait till the show, then you can tell him.